Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
She dropped a double album over the night.
It was a super secret surprise.
31 songs. This is one of them with Post Malone.
This is the collaboration with Post Malone. I am obsessed.
Sam, what's the name of this song?
I don't know, like Fortnite or something.
Fortnite.
It
That's
is
right, Fortnite.
So good. I have not had a chance to read. If you go to Twitter, it just exploded because we knew at 11 p.m. the first album was dropping. And then I go to bed.
Right.
And then there's this surprise album at 2. And social media, I think she broke Twitter.
She did. There were, you know, there are college courses that are taught about Taylor Swift songs. They were waiting up until midnight just to review this album. One of the songs seems to reference Travis Kelce.
Of course it does.
Here are the lyrics.
Do we think this obsession is getting out of hand?
Yes.
Oh, I think they're happy. It makes me happy.
No, I don't mean them in particular. I mean her in particular.
Oh, they are happy. And I choose joy and love today, Sam.
I do
All
as
of
well.
Her songs are about sadness and depression.
No, not the, no. Well, this is some melancholy looking back, but then there's also some good stuff looking forward.
Now, she did say in regards to this record that this is her chance to put it down and walk away.
And walk away. And now it's in your hands, she said.
I like right. that.
Yeah, I like that too. Now, here are the lyrics that people say are referenced to Travis Kelce. Shirts off. And your friends lift you up over their heads. Beer sticking to the floor. Cheers chanted because they said there's no chance trying to be the greatest in the league. Where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me. Touchdown.
Yeah, I would say that's a Kelce reference.
Call the amateurs and cut them from the team. Ditch the clowns. Get the crown. Baby, I'm the one to be because the sign on your heart said it's still reserved for me. Honestly, who are we fighting for? The alchemy.
Okay, so I don't know what kind of Twilight Zone we entered into overnight, but as Scott was coming back from Mexico, I send a text to Sam and I said, open the show, please, today. Oh my gosh, with Fortnite with Post Malone. It's insanely good. And there's a pause. And then Scott replies, I listened to it this morning. It's really good. 31 songs. Wow. There's more. Listen to Florida. I'm a Swiftie.
Scott, I mean this in all sincerity.
Yeah.
What happened
in Mexico? I texted in the group chat, what is happening? And then Sam replied, no, seriously, what is happening?
Were you kidnapped?
I was not kidnapped.
Are you being forced to say these things?
I'm not.
Did someone kill you and steal your skin?
I woke up to that this morning and I go, oh my God, he's lost his damn mind, but welcome on in. We're happy to have you.
We had Pancake Friday at the house this morning.
Okay.
And we listened to the new Taylor Swift records.
That's great.
and I like them.
Welcome to the club. You're a little late to the party, but we're happy to have you here.
I think this new song is fantastic.
It's really good.
Well, now my island is getting very lonely.
Fortnite is a good song.
It is. I'm telling you it is.
And I love Post Malone, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that he's on that song is awesome. Florida, by the way, Sam, can you play a little bit of that? And I think it's safe for radio. We'll just keep an ear on it. Florida is a great song. Listen to the lyrics. She is a...
I'm telling you, I have been screaming about this for years.
Be quiet.
Now you're like, oh, this stuff, this Taylor girl is good.
She is a brilliant lyricist.
Well, he's looking for this. He opened the show yesterday with one of my favorite songs. And what I didn't realize, because Chris went back to listen to one of the interviews we did yesterday last night, I didn't realize that when I'm singing along to my favorite songs that Sam plays during the show,
right,
that the music does not exist on the podcast.
Oh, so it's just you.
And it's just me sounding like a complete...
Oh, do you want to hear it? I can play it.
No, from yesterday. Do you have it?
Oh, hang on a
we
minute.
We laughed
pull it up.
Out loud last night. Oh, I think it was hour one. I go, oh my gosh, where's the music? And he goes, no, I think that has something to do with like the music rights.
Laws. And right. I leave it in there because I think... Personally, it's hilarious.
This is how we opened the show, Scott, yesterday.
Well, when Michael Mackey's on and he does Cinnamon Gum.
Yeah. But everyone knows that specific lyric. Yeah. This was just like a song that most
people... Oh, favorite song in the whole world. Dream each night of some version of you that I may not have, but I did not lose. Okay. Yeah. Go home.
Wait.
She turned it. Play she turned that. The mic on in the middle of one of the lyrics, so all you hear is
"Go howl." Oh, favorite song in the whole world. Bring me that up some version of you that I may not have, but I did not lose.
Okay, you know my birthday month continuing. Yep. Yep.
I leave those in there.
Yep.
On purpose.
Wow.
You're welcome.
That is unfortunate.
You are welcome.
So
that
funny.
Is unfortunate.
It's so funny.
Did Scott get engaged in Mexico? He did not.
No. We have decided between the two of us that we are just not going to do those things anymore.
We will not.
Nope. We got some bad pickers, do we?
I think I'm not going to say I have a bad picker.
No,
I've liked my picks. It's just time for me to stop picking.
it's time for me to stop giving away my family's fortune.
Definitely time for you to stop picking. And by the way,
family's fortune. Wow.
We talked about a dating matchmaking site thing yesterday. Just FYI, I just need you to know this. And that was actually hour one when I'm singing like a ding-a-ling to no music. And
how?
Yep.
Oh, favorite song of all.
So
dream each night.
We tried to get a matchmaker. Who wouldn't want a piece of that? Come on. Please.
Line up, man. Line up.
Line forms to the left, guys.
So, get in line.
Sam and I reach out to two matchmakers yesterday, and we're like, can you come on the show? Because this is now a thing, okay? And there's one local, and there was one kind of regional. I hear back from one of the matchmaker services, I think out of Chicago. They write back today, and they're like, okay, we're so sorry we missed your email. I would love to come on the show and talk about it. But just so you know, this is an elite matchmaking service. And
what does elite mean?
It just said, you know, because of the high profile nature of your job, if you ever did this, I just want you to know that our base package starts at $20,000.
Excuse me. Wait. I thought you said $20,000.
$20,000.
Excuse me?
No, I'm telling you, I just read the email. I go, oh my God.
You know what kind of matchmaking is free?
Go howl. Oh, favorite song in the whole world. Dream each night of some.
I mean, why do I need a matchmaker? Please.
It's right there.
I haven't replied to his email. I'm like, I think we're
really?
Gonna... No.
You haven't replied?
No.
Huh.
Not going to be giving over the gold Amex to that. Sir, I mean, I just did not realize.
Is there a guarantee with the 20 grand?
A guarantee,
I mean,
of what?
Yeah, about as much of a guarantee
as they
can offer.
You're going to go on some dates, yeah, but not that.
Well, I mean, even the Silver Bachelor or whatever it was, they got divorced after 3 months.
Yeah, they didn't even make it three months.
They make it so you are able to narrow your parameters to some pretty specific things.
Money?
On both sides, yes. On both sides.
Age?
Yes.
Looks?
Sure.
Religion?
Could be.
Welcome to Tinder.
What? It's like $6
right.
a month.
Swipe right.
Free.
You know what Sam said during the break? He goes, you know what I could do for $20,000? Buy a motorcycle and just be single.
Yeah, I could. Married to the highway,
wait,
baby.
Hang on for a second. Hang on. Why would you pay $20,000 to do what you could do for free?
Because it cuts out. They're all background checked. It cuts.
Are they?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. What do you think the $20,000 is paying for? I was talking
to Nikki
about this down the hall. She's like, the apps in
Kansas City are a
dumpster fire because she did this and like some guy stalked her for 2 years. But I wanted you to know that if you were interested in finding that special someone,
got her
under a very specific set of circumstances, they will help you find her for the cool price.
Cool price.
Of $20,000.
What a waste of money.
Oh, I don't know that I agree with that.
Really?
Like, what
I would agree with that.
What if you were Travis Kelce before you met Taylor Swift? And so, like, he can't go around and date in Kansas City.
Well, if you're Travis Kelce, you don't need that service.
Give me another example of, like, a high-profile job where, like, let's say you're a single governor.
Don't need it.
Well, but it's like the guy who paid however many thousands of dollars to put out a billboard as his sort of matchmaking campaign.
I'm telling you, I've had girlfriends do this.
But it turned out that he was a weirdo.
The matchmaking services work, but I just did not realize how expensive they could be.
Like Shonda met Pedro on, I don't know, Match.com or whatever. I mean, it was a swipe right kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. No swipey. It's a non-starter. You know that. I would never do that.
Why?
I don't know, because I don't want to get linked up in some bar with a serial killer.
Well, but Shonda met Pedro, and they're married. They're in love.
Okay. Well, I'm happy for her. It's not. I would never, ever, ever wander into online territory.
Well, and to Nikki's point yesterday, how do you know you find some guy at the bar that's also not a serial killer?
It's true.
I mean, just because you make $1 million doesn't mean you don't like to cut throats.
Robert Durst. Yeah, you are absolutely correct.
Not where I thought you were going to go with that one, but all right.
Oh, anyway.
By the way, Run, Do Not Walk.
Mm.
When we were in Cancun, we got HBO free.
You watched a movie?
Late at night. Yes. We go up to the hotel room.
Okay.
I know I'm late to the party. The Elvis movie is insane.
It is very good.
Wow.
Austin Butler, is that his name? I believe won the Oscar for that.
Tom Hanks. As Colonel Parker.
Phenomenal.
Is unbelievable. That was one of the greatest movies I've ever seen in my life.
If you would just listen to me when the movies come
out. I know.
I have to have this awkward conversation a year later.
913.
It really looks like Elvis. Yep, covered that a year ago.
913-586-7798.
Oh, favorite song in the whole world. Dream each night of some version of you that I may not have, but I did not lose.
All right, story here from Fox 4. Hundreds of Missouri families are furious over news regarding a disgraced Kansas City pharmacist and his potential release from prison. Robert Courtney. Remember that name? Robert Courtney, now 71 years old, is due to be sent to a halfway house after a 2002 conviction of selling diluted cancer medication. The Federal Bureau of Prisons shows his original sentence would have kept him in prison until May of 2026. However, he is scheduled to be sent to a Springfield, Missouri halfway house on June 20th. That is in 2 months from tomorrow.
You were gone when this story first broke on Monday.
Shocking.
It is shocking. The families are right to be livid. I will remind everyone that that case was tried in federal court, and it was not a murder case, despite the fact I think some 5,000 patients got watered down drugs from him. We know hundreds of people died.
4,200.
It was not murder. The feds got him on tampering with a controlled substance, adulterating medication, that kind of thing.
Right.
And so his sentence at the time, 30 years, was a stiff sentence for those charges. But he never, ever answered for the deaths, even if we could put a number to the deaths, which we cannot. And I will remind everyone, these were cancer patients. He looked in the eye as he handed over watered down treatments to some of them repeat patients who the first time around, Scott, lost their hair and got very ill from chemotherapy. And then lo and behold, the second time around, didn't have any of those side effects. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have those side effects because he was watering it down for profit.
Well, and Dana, in many of those cases, he was handing them water. It wasn't watered down. It was water.
It was 99% saline solution, 1% the drug that he was supposed to do or be giving, and it was 72 different medications. It wasn't just chemotherapy.
It was predominantly chemotherapy, but there were people that needed treatment for multiple sclerosis, for HIV, like all of these different ailments, Scott, and they were getting watered down drugs in the name of greed. And when asked at his sentencing, he said infamously, "It's hard to sit here and listen to the stories of these people." And then he said, "I don't know why I did it."
Yes, you do. You did it for money.
"I don't know why I did it."
He did it because he was greedy. He did it for money. He amassed almost $20 million.
Because in diluting the drugs, he had more than he was doling out.
That's right.
He had extra, but he could pay them full price. Right. For less.
He was charging the insurance companies and the federal government full price and was selling just a fraction of it. So instead of selling the full vial medicine for $5,000, he was diluting it and making several thousand dollars off of every diluted dose.
Did you ever think in your lifetime we would be sitting here discussing his release? Because at the time, keep in mind, everyone listening, he was not put away for murder. He should have been, in my opinion. The federal government went after him for diluting the drugs and tampering or whatever it was. He gets this 30-year sentence, but not for killing an enormous number of people that, Michael, even you can't put a number to it.
Right. I think at the time it was the right decision by the federal government. The U.S. Attorney's Office was staring down a difficult, complicated case, and all of the victims had some closure. And it just shows you that, 27 years can seem like a lifetime when the sentence is handed out. But when 27 years can go by a blink of an eye for these victims. And so I would never second guess the decision by the U.S. Attorney's Office to charge him and for him to plead guilty, for him to serve time like he has. But the good news is there is no statute of limitations on murder.
No, there is not.
And I knew it, and all those victims knew it, that when his federal sentence was over, he could come back to the state of Missouri, and there's still plenty of justice to be delivered. That's why I'm calling upon the state of Missouri to arrest him for murder and charge him with murder.
Now.
Now. As soon as he hits this state, as soon as he hits Springfield, and he goes in, the federal government is putting him into what's called a halfway house, is my understanding, and that's like transitioning him back into society. And I'd like the federal government to transition him back into a state penitentiary.
That's Michael Ketchmark.
One of the lead plaintiff's attorneys. He represented hundreds of the families, Scott, hundreds of the families. And one of the stories,
I agree
yeah,
with him.
One of the stories he told, he said, there's an 87-year-old man that he had to speak to over the weekend who is a widow because of what Robert Courtney did, diluting the cancer drugs that his wife needed to survive. And he said, it's just ripped the Band-Aid off for hundreds of these families. So he's not sorry. So he was never sorry.
He never showed remorse.
No, now he just gets to be out. Well, at his home? I mean, in what world is that justice?
And what would prevent the local prosecutor, I'm assuming it would be Gene Peters Baker.
It would have to be Jackson County, we believe, because Research Medical Center and the pharmacy where he was diluting the medications
was in Jackson
County. In the heart of Jackson County.
So what would prevent Gene Peters Baker from charging him with murder?
I don't know. There are calls for that process to begin. It's been 30 years. It is a difficult case because do you not think, Scott, if the federal government could have gotten him on hundreds of murder charges as a serial killer.
But you know as well as I do, the federal government doesn't have murder as a charge.
But if they could have, don't you think they would have? This was the biggest case of tampering that we all know led to murder in the history, I think, of the pharmaceutical industry, if you go back and look. And so if the government then could have gotten him on more, I do believe they would have.
But the federal government doesn't have a murder charge.
Even if there are 300 victims?
No, even with Timothy McVeigh, for example, it was, I can't remember the exact charges, but it was something that led to death.
Right. Murder is only at the state level.
Yeah. The federal government does not have a murder charge.
So then the question becomes, after 30 years, do you go back, comb through all of the records? This was a massive case yes, involving hundreds of lawyers. Do you go back and find some of the victims who died? Question number one. That would be easy to do. Their family members are still here. And then question number two, Scott, becomes how do you prove the time and date of death and trace that directly back to the watered-down chemotherapy? Because his despicable defense at the time of the federal trial was, well, those people were going to die anyway. That was his defense.
They may not have died if you had given them the drugs that they needed. 100%,
which is why I think he is a mass murderer.
Yeah.
Prove the time and date and manner of death.
And prove that they wouldn't have died anyway, is what you're saying?
That's what he and his attorneys said during the federal trial.
913-586.
And it's despicable. I want to be clear. It is despicable.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming up right after 3 o'clock is Wordle bad for your mental health?
Also coming up, what is fouling or foaling? A woman that I ran into at the Go Red for Women luncheon today, which was phenomenal, by the way, 100th year for that.
100th?
Yep, at the Overland Park Convention Center. Huh. We all went down all dressed up and wore red, and it was so much fun. Came up to me and said, I've started foaling. And she starts explaining what this is to me. And I think she's joking.
How do you spell it?
It is not a joke. It is F-O-W-L-I-N-G. We were talking about pickleball, and she goes, you know, I've started foaling.
I mean, it should be a joke, but it's not.
It is a cross between football and bowling.
What?
You take, Scott, she says you take a football and you chuck it down at the pins, okay? And you knock, there's 10 pins, I assume. You take a football and you throw it like Patrick Mahomes at the pins and you knock the pins down. And then the second time, you could roll the football, which they kind of bounce wonky. I don't know how that works, to try to get the rest of the pins down. There is a place in Kansas City that is doing this. She's in a league.
What?
No, she's in a league. And I go, you're kidding. Like, I actually thought she was kidding.
You're right. Foaling Warehouse in Kansas City.
How much alcohol was involved in the decision to make this a sport?
Hang on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't the question?
Wait, hang on, Sam. Hang on, wait. Turn my speakers up.
Oh, so cool. Oh, man. Have you guys heard of foaling before? Well, that's exactly what we're doing here at Foaling Warehouse KC. I'm here with Dave, who's going to explain all the rules of the game to us. Dave, you know, tell me how this game works.
Yeah, it's one of the newest, kind of funkiest sports entertainment venues in the metro. It's a fairly simple game with some little twist to it. Essentially, you divide up into your teams, however many that is. One team is at one end of a lane with pins, the other team at the other end. You have one football. You're alternating throws, trying to be the first one to knock down all of your opponent's pins.
Okay, that sounds a little tough, actually. And you guys also have some funky rules, right?
Yes, there is. So if on your first throw you knock down the five pin and only the five pin off the board,
you drink.
That's called a bonk. A bonk, you automatically win the game. You become an instant legend here. We recognize you with a PA system. You get to sign this monthly bonk board, and you get to honk a ungodly loud horn. One other rule, too, you also have to play a little bit of defense. Footballs take a funny bounce. If somebody in the lane next to you throws a ball and it bounces and knocks your pins down, they stay down. So you got to be on your toes a little bit.
Okay, that's really cool. Well, I'm excited to see what else you guys have to offer around here.
I'll show you.
All right.
I have never laughed so hard. She was like showing me, like, she was like, no, this is a thing. How do you not know about this? And I just kept going, you're kidding, right? She goes, no, I'm telling you. And she goes, I've never played football. I wasn't a bowler. But foaling is for me.
You know what? I'm not even going to poo-poo it.
I'm not either.
Because you know what I did? I poo-pooed pickleball.
Yep. And you loved it.
Now I love it.
Love you, but...
Is it better for your shoulder to throw a football at bowling pins than it is to roll the bowling ball? Because you remember I got some bursitis in the old shoulder when I was bowling with my ladies.
Is that the excuse we're giving? Really?
Telling you, I think it's the funniest thing. We should go do that. We should do a night.
We're gonna go foaling.
Let's go foaling.
I am so in for this.
All right.
I used to be a quarterback. Stop laughing at me.
I will do it only if you promise to wear your high school football jersey.
I will.
When we go.
You know I still have it.
I know you do.
Does it still fit?
I will insist that you wear your high school football jersey. That was a low blow, Samuel.
Okay, I didn't mean it like that. I don't fit into the same clothes I had in high school. I've only been out of it for 8 years.
Sam, I am the same weight that I was in high school.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a lot, jerk.
What? Okay.
My buddy Andy just said, foaling is a blast. My girls loved it.
We can reserve a lane.
I don't know why we wouldn't.
I mean,
the fact that there's are even lanes.
Will bumpers be provided?
They will not. Remember, he said the... football bounces at a degree that people don't expect. And so if the football goes into your lane, that's your problem.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I can just hang out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we feature a full bar. We've actually got what's called a bottoms
of your
beer served to you.
Okay, so you guys have a lot of cool things going on here, including philanthropy.
Tell me
about that. What is that?
Yeah. Philanthropy is our way of giving back to the...
Okay, we get it. You get it.
I love it. We're foaling. We're doing it. All right, I have a question for you. Maybe we kick this to 3 o'clock. I'm going to ask you the question. I know what your answer is going to be, and then this is going to be our topic. Would you ever confess to committing a crime that you did not commit?
No. No way.
Sam, Would you ever confess to committing a crime that you did not commit?
Am I losing fingernails?
Nope.
Then no,
this
probably
does
not.
Not involve the mob.
Okay.
Or the Mexican cartel.
Here's
that's
why
where I was
here's
going. I mean, if you're pulling my fingers off, all of a sudden I did a lot of things.
Yeah, so, if you're pulling fingernails, I did a lot.
100% of people listening, I guarantee you, would say that when you're in that interrogation room, of
no
course,
way.
I would never confess to a murder I did not commit.
No way.
But it happens all the time.
Why? Because they wear you down?
Yes. Exhaustion and all of this stuff. And there is a story today that a local woman from Smithville, her name is Lori Ackerman, gave a false confession. She did not kill her fiance. He took his own life, sadly. Hmm. And a jury agreed with her more than 3 years after Clay County prosecutors charged her with second-degree murder and armed criminal action.
I don't care how long they interrogate me. I don't care how tired I am. There is no way in hell that I ever confessed to a
Everyone murder. Says that, but look up, Sam, Google the percentage of people who have wrongfully confessed to a crime they did not commit. It is much higher than you think. And I was reading in the Kansas City Star article, mm-hmm. the tactics, like they're wearing you down over 15, 20 hours.
By the way, they are specifically, these questions and their interrogation tactics are specifically designed to weed out some sort of confession, whether you did
yes.
the crime or not.
And so they were saying to her, now, wait a minute.
That's wrong.
When you said you heard a pop, like, what do you mean? Are you sure about that? Because we feel like maybe there's not something you're telling us. And so there's transcripts of this. And one of the Q&As goes on for 52 pages between the you know, detectives interviewing Lori and Lori. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And you haven't slept and you haven't, like, it's almost like your mind just at some point goes, Okay.
Let's do this after three.
So this is a very specific number, but it's from the American Psychological Association.
Okay.
So I think that they have numbers to back it up. But it says of those who were exonerated by DNA testing, so those who spent 10, 15, 20 years behind bars and were let go, 30% of all of those people confessed to the crimes, even though they were exonerated by DNA testing.
Wow.
They confess. They're like, yeah, we did it.
And I am here to tell you.
Away.
Which means they got worn down.
I would be the first person to get worn down. I'd be like, you got me. I don't even remember what I did, but I did it.
I'm dead to rights.
Wait, are you sure that you did it?
No, I have said.
I did it.
Ask Carrie. I have said this. If you hooked me up to a polygraph and you looked at me and you said, is your name Dana? I would go, yeah. And the thing would go, womp, womp, womp. Because I just like
What would it say?
Womp, womp, womp. Okay. The whole thing stresses me out. If you got me in a room, I wouldn't even need good cop, bad cop. And you said to me, did you murder someone last night in your home? And I would go, no, I don't think it's like when the drug dogs come around in the airport and they're sniffing around your luggage. And then all of a sudden I start thinking, oh God, I don't have black tar heroin in there. I don't think I do, but do you have anything in your bag? And
no.
I'm like, I didn't think I did.
Yes, it's coral. It's coral.
What do you call that? What is that personality where I am?
Paranoid.
Is it paranoia?
Yes.
If you hooked me up to a polygraph and asked me questions, is this your address?
Is there any way we could get a polygraph test into this studio?
We have tried and tried, and they say they're not allowed to do it for entertainment purposes. And I'm like, this isn't entertainment. I want you to tell me what's going on in my brain.
This is news.
That if someone, like, confronts me about something,
right.
I just freak out.
That's called paranoia.
I would be the first person. And that the detectives would go, yeah, we got this. Give us 20 minutes with her.
You remember when I was coming back from Turks and Caicos?
Mm-hmm.
I had coral in my bag.
Yes.
And the dog sniffed it out. What would you have done?
I would have just put my hands behind my back and say, read me my rights.
911.
I don't even know what I did, but I'm guilty.
913.
Call me Miranda.
Call me Miranda. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. So the other day, or check that, the other segment, we were talking about something that we've just discovered, which is fouling.
I think it would be fouling.
Fouling.
Based on the combination of the words.
Football and bowling
yeah.
combined. And apparently, the guy next door, Bob Fesco, is a fouler. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Scott.
Fesco's a fouler?
Are you a fouler?
Well, yeah, Foaling is the best thing ever. I mean, if you haven't been, I don't know where you've been and why you haven't been there at 103rd and State Line. Tell them I sent you, and they'll charge you double.
Well, don't shame us, but we've just learned about it, and we are going to go Foaling.
Well, you should go Foaling and take me with you, because, you know, are you also just finding out today's my birthday and I'm shoveling in crumble cookies as I'm trying to talk to you?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll accept gifts up until Tuesday.
Well, that's fine. And we appreciate you calling in last week when it was Dana's birthday.
Oh, I totally missed that.
Yeah, it was kind of a big one too, Bob.
It was the 5-0. Bob.
No way, Dana's 50. There's no chance. He's like 35.
Thank you. You're so cute. I love you so much. What's Foaling? Why do you do it?
Because it's fun. It's so neat. And it's like something everybody can do. And I will tell you this, throw it underhand, because that's the way you're going to have more success. They opened back in right before the holidays. I got a chance to meet the guy who founded Foaling. Let me tell you about this. This guy, like, years ago was doing like a real job, right? And I hated the corporate life, one of those type of things. And would be at the Indianapolis 500 every year. And they just saw people kind of throwing like a football at bowling pins. He goes, I'm going to turn this into a game. And so they're drinking at the Indy 500 and created this idea. Now they're opening, you know, warehouses all over the country.
Why do you throw it underhand? I'm a former quarterback. I would throw it overhand and strike them all out.
You would think, but it is so much more difficult than you would ever imagine. You look at the bowling pins, you're like, oh, no problem. And then you get up there like every guy does and tries to whip it, and then you miss the
bowling pin,
and it goes off to the side.
Go back, because I'm a bowler. Where is the pocket when you are throwing a football at bowling pins? Is it the traditional pocket, like where it would be with a bowling ball?
They've got lines on the floor, right? And so you just got to stay behind the line. You can go kind of anywhere you want.
No. Where do you aim to get them all down?
Do you aim for that first pin?
Oh, I try to just aim for the tops of any of the pins and try to skim the top of the pin, and that way it kicks them. But here's the kicker. You've got to guard your pins, because in the lane next to you, if a ball bounces and knocks your pins down, well, it counts. You don't get to reset them back up. So you've got to play defense also, too, and watch for balls bouncing around, because you know how footballs are. They bounce all over the place, right? You watch the game on Sunday, and everybody's trying to dive and, you know, get this football. That's the way it is in there, too. Balls are bouncing all over the place and, you know, knocking everybody else's pins down. And it gets intense. I'm not going to lie, man. You're dialed in. You're zeroed in trying to knock these pins down. And before you know it, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm acting like a teenager again. That's how much fun it is. I mean, I love it.
How long does it take to play?
Well, how good your accuracy?
Well, I think I'm pretty accurate.
All right. Well, it's going to be longer than you think, you know, because people go in there with the idea that this is easy. I can take care of business so fast. And then you got a bunch of guys out there going, oh, my God, I can't hit that last pin. And, you know, it's easier when all 10 are up. And then you get down to 2 or down to 3, and you're like, oh, my God, where am I aiming? What am I going to do? And, of course, then you're drinking, and then you're working in strategy, which you've never, ever discovered before in your life. But that day at Foaling, you're an expert. You know how you're going to angle that football to knock the pins out. I'll tell you what, it's so good. My wife has them coming out to her school, I think next week, actually, to teach all the kids in her school in Shawnee Mission all about
anything
bowling.
To get the kids active. You know that. I think this is
That's
great.
Exactly
I really
right.
do.
Yeah. No, it is. They do birthday parties. You can bring your own food, which is cool, too. I mean, they've got it all going on.
From the text line, Bob, do you have to set up your own pins?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. From the text line, Bob, should Dana wear a helmet?
Yes. You know what we should do? We should do a 6'10 versus BZ Foaling.
Oh, bring it. Bring
oh,
it.
No, you
bring
did
it.
Not.
Bring it. You
oh,
did not.
Oh, no, you did
Let's
not.
Go. Let's go. Let's do it. I'll
bring
get that
it.
Taken care of.
Bring it.
Bring it.
I want,
we'll
hey.
Tonight.
I want Carrington.
No.
We'll play
it's
again.
BZ versus them.
Oh.
You get me.
Oh.
You get Parks, and you can
I'm
have.
Right here. You get Sam.
You can have Amy Anderson, and you can also have John Grayson.
We want Sam,
but we'll discuss how we're going to stack this team during a commercial break. But yeah, it's
you
on.
You think we're athletic at 6'10"? We're anything but athletic.
We've seen you.
Yeah, you're not.
Okay.
You're not.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure you know.
You talk athletics really good.
Yes, we do.
But
all right.
But you're not.
Foaling is on. We are doing this.
All right, let's find a date. Tell Specter, you know, wake him up in his office. I'm sure it's Friday at 2. He's probably a sleeper at home. But wake him up and tell him to get a date on the calendar.
Let's get a charity, too.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it for the BMA Foundation.
Whatever.
All right,
I don't
done.
Care.
Done.
Okay.
All right.
Challenge accepted.
Happy
Bob
birthday, Fuller.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you too, 35-year-old Dana.
Thank you.
What's it like working with a grandpa every day?
Sweet. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. That is unnecessary. That is uncalled for. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.